Kellogg. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. September 20th, 1903. Henry W. Kellogg. Dear brother, we have just received the draft for $1,000 which you have sent us. I thank you very much for this money. I would be much pleased if you could lend me another $1,000. I greatly desire to prepare for publication some important matter that ought to be brought before the people, and I also desire to purchase the plates of my books in foreign languages, now held by Review and Herald. Some from whom I had borrowed money, and who I had hoped would renew the loan for another year, have been obliged to call for their money. For some months I have not received a penny from the General Conference. But now they are settled, I shall soon receive something from them. I expect to receive some money from some of my books soon. We are very glad that you could let us have the money which you sent, but I must obtain as much more from some source. My next book is to be on temperance and the medical missionary work. It is my purpose to give the manuscript of this book to our sanitariums to help them to raise the debts resting on them, as I gave Christ's object lessons to raise the debts on our schools. I think that this is the best I can do, and that this will be a most appropriate book for this purpose. I am preparing other books as fast as possible, which I wish to bring before the people. I should like to write you many things in regard to the things taught in the book, The Living Temple. The Lord is not glorified by such a mixture of Bible and nature, of the divine and the human. False statements are presented, dressed in the beautiful garments of truth. Brother Kellogg, we are living in perilous times. We need sharp, clear eyesight, for the enemy is working with all stealthiness to lead the minds of men from the truth for this time. We are commanded to give the trumpet a certain sound, but this book sounds a very uncertain note. Some, however, will grasp it eagerly, but will find only a shadow in place of the reality. Many such productions will be forthcoming in these last days. Errors will be presented in a pleasing and flattering manner. The enemy desires to divert the minds of our brethren and sisters from the work of preparing a people to stand in these last days. With much respect, I remain, your sister in Christ.